Thank you very much. Dear ladies and gentlemen, thank you for participating in our today's earnings call. A very warm welcome here from St. Pölten. We are delighted that you take time, and we are also delighted that we are able to present you strong figures despite a quite challenging year, which also Hypo NRA had because of the corona pandemic. When we presented our figures for the year 2019 last year, pretty much the same time, at this time we couldn't know that roughly 2 weeks later there was a complete lockdown in Austria. And nevertheless, we were able to increase our net interest income to 129.2 million euro. This is an increase by 9.5% compared to the year 2019. And despite the lockdowns, we had to suffer more or less in the last year. We were also able to keep our net fee and commission income stable. We could even increase it a little bit to 17.4 million euros. This results in an operating result pre-provision to 61.6 million euros, which is a plus of 30.5%. And even the profit before tax increased to 41.2 million, which is up 9.2%. So we're quite proud about these financial figures, and the basis is that we could extend new loans in a total amount of 1.7 billion euro. And despite this rather large figure, we were able to maintain a very strong Tier 1 ratio, which is again 17.92%. When we go on the next slide, you can see a short overview, and you can see that despite of the COVID-19 crisis, we were able to maintain a very low risk profile, and we are even able to further improve our NPL ratio, and my colleague Udo Birkner will later on expand a little more on this. When you look at the profits, you can see that in the last years we could increase our profits and stabilize our operating income, and combined with a very strict cost efficiency program, this results in a further improved cost income ratio, now down to 53.3%. At the end of 2018, we started an organizational development process and the strategy process, and this is a multi-year process to sharpen and to execute our strategy, and we decided at this time and in 2019 that we want to even more focus on our strengths and core competencies, which is the financing of the public sector and the real estate business. And we want to be a leading partner bank for infrastructure, for housing, construction, and also for corporate. And it was this strategy which helped us through this very difficult year 2020, and which proved to be quite a strong strategy even for these crisis times. Of course, we have to work intensively on our digitalization of our processes. We have started or launched Wohnrechner.at, which is I would say a sort of joint venture or cooperation with a startup company here in Austria in October 2020. This Wohnrechner.at helps our customers to get a clear picture about the cost of their real estate project. It's focused on the retail customer. It is the first tool available in Austria where you can calculate your real estate project based on real builder prices, and you within 10 to 15 minutes you have a very clear picture what your project really will cost and if you can afford these costs. And We started it and launched it in October 2020, and from this time on, more than 5,000 customers already used it. Of course, we offer all sorts of payment products, Apple Pay, Google Pay, even this Austrian product, Blue Code, which is a very trustworthy method because there were no specific data submitted from the point of sale to the bank, which is for many customers an important point. And this helped also during the corona crisis to improve the safety of our customers. And we have constant processes to further improve and automate and even digitalize our processes, which is not easy to do when you work with a legacy IT solutions, but we make good progress in this respect also. You can see on the slide number 8 that we are quite on track with the execution of our strategy, and also in the long run we want to maintain quite strong financial figures. Our goal is to keep the return on equity before tax above 5%, to keep the cost income ratio below 60%. We always want to maintain a strong tier one ratio. It should be above 17%, and our goal is, even in these very difficult times, to keep a low NPL ratio, preferably below 1%. On page number 10, you have a short overview about Hypo NRA. I think most of the facts you already know, so I don't want to spend too much time on this slide. Just to remind you, we were 100% owned by the state of Lower Austria. We are the largest and the oldest state mortgage bank in Austria, and we are also one of the largest issuers of covered bonds. Our market, of course, Lower Austria and Vienna. Just to remind you, more than 40% of the total population of Austria live in this region. 41% of the Austrian GDP is generated in this region. And our core market is Austria and Germany. So we have decided to especially being active in very strong markets with a very high creditworthiness. The result of our strategy and our area where we act are very strong ratings. We are very proud that Standard & Poor's confirmed our single A rating and our stable outlook even in the very difficult year 2020. Moody's kept our rating also on a very nice AA1 rating for our covered bonds, for the public sector and for the mortgage bonds. And we are also very proud that ISS ESG upgraded our sustainability rating to a C+, which is a prime rating. You can see on slide number 13 that we have a very comprehensive sustainability program in place. We launched in 2020 a green checking account and two green saving accounts. All of them are certified with the Austrian Eco Label, and we extensively finance green buildings and social infrastructure. And we have also very extensive exclusion criteria for projects we do not finance. We do our homework also ourselves and have reduced our carbon dioxide emissions by 57% since 2016. And we have a very clear environmental and climate strategy in place. And you can see this also on some smaller issues like paper consumption, e-mobility, and things like that, where we see that our employees also really like this idea of sustainable finance, and so it's included in our daily routine, I would say. As a responsible employer, we also very much focus on the health of our employees and, of course, on the further education of our employees. To give you a short overview about our branch network, we maintain 27 branch offices in Lower Austria and Vienna, and we constantly improve our network. You can see a picture how our new branch offices look like. We try to create a feel-good atmosphere because our concept is to very much concentrate on personal advice regarding borrowing, especially for the real estate and for retirement planning. And we are of the opinion that it is necessary for our customers and clients to feel comfortable, to feel safe and secure, so that they are really in a mood to talk about their financial situations, and we can really help them to solve all their problems and to answer all the questions. And this results in quite a lot of rewards we constantly receive. Just very recently, we again received an award from the Austrian Society for Consumer Studies for top customer service. Let's have a short view about the business segments. On slide 15, you can see that our balance sheet of roughly 16.4 billion euro, the biggest part is dominated more or less by the public sector, 45%, followed by 26% of by our Nostro portfolio, which is more or less a regulatory portfolio. Real estate customers are roughly 16% of our total assets, and the retail customers and corporates are 12%. When you look at the operating income, you can see a quite balanced picture, and you can see that from the different segments, we more or less earn pretty much the same amount, so we are quite stable also in this respect. Let's have a little more detailed view on the different segments. I would like to start with the public sector on slide 16. Our main customers, of course, the state of Lower Austria, also the city of Vienna, but we're also proud that 520 local authorities are our customers. And we offer them products from plain vanilla to structured financing solutions, in this case, then frequently tailor-made to the needs of our customers. We try to expand our business even more in the other countries like Styria and Upper Austria and also Burgenland, and we start to be quite successful also in this respect. A very nice development, especially in 2020, took the real estate segment. We have a very well diversified portfolio there, even by country and also by asset class. You can see on the right slide of slide 17 that 56% is affordable housing, very safe, very low risk profile, and because of the extremely low risk profile, there's also, of course, lower profit. We are very satisfied with our real estate project finance portfolio, which is roughly one-third of the total real estate assets, but it's responsible for 64%, also two-thirds of our operating income. And we have started, and roughly 2 years ago, a new department which is exclusively focusing on housing and commercial property in Austria, which was also quite successful last year. And in total, we could extend roughly 800 million new loans in the segment of real estate. The third segment I would like to elaborate on is the segment of retail and corporate customers. In the retail area, we have a special focus again on the mortgage business, and we try to find cooperation partners for other businesses. We work together with the team bank in the respect of consumer loans. Of course, we offer a full range of products for our customers in the retail and also in the corporate sector. For the corporate customers, we also very much now focus on export financing and on the advice of our customers in respect of all possibilities from the government to support them in respect of COVID-19. This all results in very nice financial results, and for this, I hand over to my colleague, Udo Birkner.
Thank you, Wolfgang. Good afternoon from my side, Udo Birkner. I will now take you through the profit and loss, the performance-related figures, and also the risk side of the bank. On page 20, you can see our profit and loss statement. The most important message is profit before tax is up from 37.7 million to 41.2 million. The operating result from 47.2 to 61.6 million. The very good thing is that this goes back to actually every position in the profit and loss statement, with the exception of our risk provisions. That is, net interest income up from 117.9 to 129.2. Net fee and commission income up from 17 million to 17.4. Net gains on financial assets and liabilities, 3.9 million versus 5.1 in the previous period. And last but not least, administrative expenses down from 110.1 to 104.8 million, which was particularly attributed to the fact that we had a COVID-19 cost savings initiative started very soon after we heard each other last year in March. Coming to risk provisions, they are up from 9.5 million to 20.4 million. As I will sketch out later, this is primarily due to stage 2 risk provisions according to IFRS 9. Profit before tax, 41.2. Profit after tax, 31.9 million. So actually, profit after tax is slightly up from 30.4 million. On page 21, we show the exact calculation of our cost-income ratio. Operating income after extraordinary effects, which we point out below, is 169.5 million. Operating expenses after extraordinary effects is 90.3 million, which results in a pretty healthy cost-income ratio of 53.29%. If you follow our bank for a longer time period, you might realize that 169.5 million is the absolute maximum since 2013, whereas 90.3 million is the absolute low minimum also since 2013, which explains that the cost-income ratio of 53% is the absolute optimum that we have seen in the past 8 years. Page 22 is an abbreviation of our balance sheet. The balance sheet due to TLTRO, not surprisingly, is up to 16.4 billion from 14.6 billion in 2019, which was primarily due to the increase in our financial liabilities at cost from 12.5 billion to 14.3 billion. You can also see that we are trying to decrease our fair value portfolio the FVL portfolio decreases because we basically manage it down due to decreased volatility for our profit and loss statement. Page 23, capitalization. Very healthy, 17.92%. You see that we are wide above our requirement of our legal requirement of 12.62%. The average, we are showing that here because we also think that this is a important comparison. The average in the European Union in June 2020 was 15%, in Austria 13.75%. So we are also clearly above the average in our immediate competitive environment. Page 24. Here we are now with our legal requirement, which consists of the well-known 8%, on top 2.5% capital conservation buffer, systemic risk buffer 0.5%, countercyclical capital buffer negligible 0.02%. Important is the fact that we could halve our systemic risk buffer according to a legal order by our Finanzmarkt Stabilitäts Gremium here in Austria. SF ratio 1.6, which is the same as last year, since it was kept constant by the Financial Market Authority. Turning to the risk side, page 26, out of our portfolio of 16.4 billion, you see that we have an NPL ratio of 0.07%, 0.1%, for about 80% of our balance sheet, which is public finance, leasing, housing development, and treasury, whereas the remainder counts for the rest of our NPL portfolio, which we will detail a little bit later. But the overall is basically 0.78% at the end of 2020. Page 27, you see a detailed look at our risk provisions. Basically, they humble around 80 million, but which is important, with a very much different reasoning across the various years. 79.2 in 2018 was primarily due to stage 3, i.e. our NPL portfolio. There is 82 million in end 2020 was primarily due to our healthy and living portfolio. 41 million stage 2, 12 million stage 1, which means 53 out of 82 million are not attributable to our stage 3 NPL portfolio. When you look, when you take a closer look towards how we build those risk provisions, we have a clear methodology in place. We are working alongside guidelines from our national bank and from the European Central Bank. But when you look at it from a quantitative point of view, you see that at the end of 2020, our risk provisions in stage 1 and 2 were at, as I said, 53 million. Our risk-weighted assets in those two categories were 3.9 billion, which means that we have built risk provisions of 136 basis points across our living portfolio, which is a very healthy figure. We can compare that with year-end 2019, for example, where we used to have 97 basis points. We can compare that to EU banks, the average of EU banks at the end of June 2020 at 89 basis points. So we are basically well above what other banks are doing with our risk provisions, stage 1 and stage 2, according to IFRS 9. Which means, in other words, we are very well prepared for the outcome of COVID-19, which we expect to see in the course of 2021. COVID-19 related deferrals and bridging loans are not really worth mentioning. Deferrals 0.3%, bridging loans 0.9% of our banking book, so they will not seriously impact us. High quality at cost portfolio, page 28. You see incremental improvements on a very healthy level. By country, for example, the majority, obviously, in Austria, 3% stable in Germany, a very small increase from 8% in 2019 to 10% in 2020. In the European Union and other countries, which means very incrementally we are getting a little bit more international, but the little bit is very important in that. The NPL ratio, something we are very proud about, is coming down from 4 years ago in 2016 from 1.94% to 0.78%. And that is actually primarily due to hard work, a lot of sweat, and good relationships with our customers. So we take a very clear and decisive stance once a customer comes into our non-performing loan portfolio. We keep a very friendly but also decisive tone, and we take a decision as to whether we are restructuring and heading for a workout with the customer or for a liquidation without the customer. But we do that very consequently. That is perhaps the most important point. You see that stepwise, we are coming down from our Swiss franc portfolio. Foreign currency is coming down from 7% to 6% in our loan book. So also slowly but steadily, we are working out our Swiss franc portfolio. Something we are also following up very closely on page 29 is our securities portfolio. You see how basically we are invested with our high-quality liquid asset portfolio, 1.5 billion by sector, by country, and by rating. We also try to make a point out of a higher level of granularity between 2016 and 2020. Excluding Austria, the borrower, the average borrower, fell from 49 million to 44 million, minus 17.4%, which clearly means that we are getting more granular in that portfolio. In absolute figures, if you take a 100 million limit, currently only Austria and France are above that limit, whereas in 2016, we still had five countries over and above that 100 million threshold. Noteworthy is that we are speaking about really large sovereigns in the AAA, AA area, of course. Funding, page 31. The deposit base further expanded compared to year-end 2019. The share of deposits in total refinancing volume significantly expanded since 2013. We are also very conscious about diversifying our funding base. On 7 May 2020, Standard & Poor's Global affirmed our single A rating with an outlook stable. In the first quarter 2020, ISS ESG, as mentioned, upgraded us from C plus to prime status, or upgraded us to C plus, which means prime status. We are fairly active in our benchmark issues. In May 2020, we issued very well received covered bond benchmark issue, 500 million, May 2020, and in June 2020, which was actually the star benchmark issue we did last year, was our first green bond senior preferred benchmark bond. We have replaced basically or roughly one benchmark issue with TLTRO in order to avoid excessive over liquidity. We're still humble, safely above 200% in terms of LCR, which makes us very safe and secure. We think we will bring down that figure from a profit side, profitability side, as and when TLTRO will end one day. Funding planning 2021, of course, we are also planning for this year to fund roughly 1.5 billion. We see no need to issue a senior non-preferred bond. Our MREL ratio significantly exceeds the required level by more than 200%. We still see the possibility of minor complementary private placements for fine-tuning, and we will again make use of alternative sources of funding with ECB tenders, the EIB, and the Kreditanstalt für Wiederaufbau. Last page, actually, today, 32, MREL, as I mentioned, significantly exceeded. Target MREL eligible amount is 0.9 billion. Actual is 3.3, which gives us headroom over and above 200%.